Readers Entertainment presents Book Lights, where we are shining the light on good books.
Welcome. This is Deborah Parmley, the host of Book Lights, and I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's show. If you're in the Nashville area this weekend, I'll be up that way for Weekend with the Authors, the 12th to the 15th, and you can find information about that on my website, deborahparmley.com. The book signing on Saturday is free, and it's from 3 to 6 at the Nashville Airport Marriott. And now live with me tonight is my guest, Josie McCabe. Josie is an award-winning Amazon best-selling author of romantic comedies and humorous, cozy mysteries. Tonight we'll be chatting about her new Tazomancy short story series and her first story, Mystery in the Leaves, as well as her new mystery series, Mason Dixon, and the first book in that series, The Line is Drawn. Welcome, Josie.
Well, thank you, Deborah. I appreciate you hosting me here tonight, and I hope your weather there is better than mine is here. We've had some pretty substantial storms here tonight, so hopefully I will stay in the light and my cell tower won't go down.
So too, and I hope your weather stays clear. It's been sunny here, no way.
Thank you.
Just humid. Well, I've been looking forward to our chat tonight. Tea and book talk are one of my favorite combinations, so I thought we'd start off tonight with Mystery in the Leaves. Lily Rockingham and her mobile tea truck, the Aquarius Moon, are so much fun. I just wish she would swing by my office and park outside because I love a good cup of herbal tea. And tonight I have a cup of Teavana is the brand, Berry Almond Amaretto right here next to me to sip on. So what are you sipping on this evening?
Well, my daughters know me pretty well, and for Mother's Day, my younger daughter bought me a whole plethora of tea, and the one I have tonight is vanilla cinnamon herb.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, that one, I had not had that before, and it's pretty good. Not too bold on the cinnamon, so it's very comforting tea.
Oh, it sounds like it, and I love vanilla in anything.
I do too. Vanilla's, yeah. Vanilla candles, vanilla tea, vanilla. Yeah, vanilla's good.
Now, the art of tazomancy, reading tea leaves, is intriguing. Can you tell me how it's done and where you got the idea for the series?
Sure. I got the idea several years ago when I was at a street fair at a place you might know, Yellow Springs.
And oh, yes, I have a book set there.
Oh, do you? Because I knew, you know, you and I are both from a similar area, and I figured you'd been there for some of their street fairs. And there was a lady there that was doing tea leaf readings, and I'd never seen it before. And so I stopped and watched, and afterwards, I had a reading, and I'm the world's biggest skeptic. I'm just, you know, half-heartedly believing in some of these things. Not that I don't believe it doesn't occur, it's just that I'm not sure that everybody that says they're that qualified is that qualified. And
right.
So she did a reading on me with the teacup, and it was pretty much spot on. So, of course, being a writer, I spent the next 20 minutes interrogating the poor woman on how she did it and what was involved and how she got involved in it. And basically, she had a special cup, and the cup had markings in it. And so when you drink the tea, instead of actually having your tea in a tea ball, tea is free in your steeps free in the liquid, so that when you're finished with it, you have the dregs in the bottom of your cup. And how those dregs fall in the cup lends itself to her being able to get a reading on you. Some readers do not use a marked cup. They can use any cup, and they see things within those dregs. And others use this marked cup to give them a better clarification of what they might see within the dregs of the tea.
Wow, that's fascinating.
So it was kind of fascinating. Yeah, so I thought, well, that would be kind of fun. And then, of course, you know, I love anything that involves mobile food or mobile drinking. And I thought, let's put her in a mobile truck and take her places.
So Lily and her mobile tea truck will be traveling about and having adventures. That's so much fun.
Yeah, she kind of, when she reads her leaves, the leaves give her an indication of where she needs to go, where her tea leaf reading services are best needed. She runs a tea truck. She specializes in herbal teas. And, you know, she doesn't really say she's a tea reader all the time. It's just when someone comes up to her window, she gets a vibe that they might need a little extra help in their life. So she'll kind of read their leaves. And some of them believe her and some of them don't, but it always turns out that she usually is pretty correct about what she sees in those dregs.
What a fun series of short stories. I can't wait to read them all.
Well,
now,
thank
your other
you.
Series, Mason Dixon, sounds full of fun surprises, too. In the first book, the line is drawn. You have twin heroines. One is raised in the north and one is raised in the south, and they're both full of funk. So can you tell us about them in the series?
Sure. This series is very fun and very close to my heart. I laugh and call myself my family's only Coke and Yankee. All of my family, my mother, father, and everybody were from the South. And I, of course, was born north of that Mason-Dixon line. But I spent an extraordinarily large amount of my time in the South as a kid. And my mother used to tease me that I was like the Mason-Dixon line because I could effectively go across that line and, you know, like a chameleon, blend in on either side of it. So what happened here was the twins are living their own lives. They don't know each other exists. And one day, each of their parents coincidentally die. They receive a cryptic letter from some law firm in Washington, D.C., which they never knew existed, find out that they are indeed twins. They think they are. All information leads them to believe that. The gentleman who is like an executor of the state is assassinated in front of them, and they are thrown into some sort of a safe house by a government agency, but they don't know which one, told their parents were some sort of super-duper spies. They have no idea. And so a dead body literally washes up over them while they're at this safe house, and they're both acutely aware that they are very good at investigating. So like it or not, they tend to help the police out solve murder cases, and they open a PI firm, but mostly they open it as a cover to investigate their parents and who they really were. But it kind of morphs into a real agency when they discover how good they are at it.
The bodies keep appearing.
Yeah, the bodies just keep dropping in on them, literally.
Sounds like just fun between the two of them. Just that relationship alone would be fascinating to read.
It is because of the dynamics of, you know, one is raised in Boston, one is raised in Alabama, and you've got one that's, you know, a Harvard graduate from Boston and tends to be on the liberal side, and the other one who went to, you know, Auburn University from Alabama, loves NASCAR, and tends to be on the conservative side. So they butt heads quite a bit.
And you've got some push and pull going there between north and south, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Definitely, that's that Mason-Dixon for sure. We need to watch the time so we don't run out. I want to make sure everyone knows where to find you online.
Okay. You can find me online at my website, and it's at josiemckay.com. I'm also on Facebook, and there are links to my Facebook and my Twitter page off of my webpage. And I'm also on Pinterest because, you know, all those things I post, someday I'm going to get there. I'm going to make them. I'm telling you.
Yeah, exactly. And where can readers find you in person next? I know you just came back from Barbara Vey's weekend, but where are you on the ground next?
The next event I will be at is at Lori Foster's Reader Author Get Together in Westchester, Ohio, which is a little bit north of Cincinnati. And I go there pretty much every year. It's one of the events I really, really love to attend. And I'm on the welcoming committee there, so I'm the first big mouth they see when they arrive.
That's a fun event. It really is.
It is fun.
I have to tell you, Yellow Springs, where your tea reader was, is 15 minutes, just 15 minutes from my parents' house. That's how close to my hometown that is.
Oh, wow. I knew it was close, but I didn't realize it was that close. That's too funny.
Yeah, it is. So I have to wonder what she would read in our tea leaves if she was reading them right now. you know, I would hope that she's reading things like in the New York Times bestseller list and all awesome things.
Oh, that's
things
what
like
I
that.
Hope too. Yeah, and I'm one of those. I've seen those cups, and I'm thinking I'm going to push those dregs around to one side and make it read correctly.
Exactly.
Lottery winner, best-selling author, you know.
Exactly. I've never had my tea leaves read, but now I'm intrigued, and I really would love to have it done one of these days. So you've intrigued me.
Well, when you come up to your parents' house, you just go over to Yellow Springs when they have their summer street fair. And I think she's there. If not, I know there's usually always readers there that do that. So it was pretty fun. Although most of the time the readers are like palm readers or tarot readers. You don't see too many that do tea leaves. So that was why it was very intriguing to me. I'd not seen that before.
I hadn't either. So that's very fun. I'm glad we got to talk about that. We just have a few minutes left, so just tell me real quick, when will book two be coming out in each of the series that we have to look forward to?
In the Tea Leaf, the Tasomancy short stories, I will have another one out in July, and probably at the same time, it'll be mid-July, I'll have Yankee Tenacity, which will be book two in the Mason-Dixon series. So it's going to the editor at the end of this month. So both of them probably should be out right, really close to the same time in mid-July.
Exciting. All right.
Yeah.
We'll have to have you come back on.
I would love it.
I'm going to give a little sneak peek here because word has it that you are going to have a radio show of your own soon.
I will. Coming at the end of June. It will be on Blog Talk Radio. All the details haven't been worked out yet as far as exactly what all the topics are going to be with me. It could be anything. So when I get those details, I'll pass them along.
Exciting. And
it is exciting.
We'll be chatting about that. We'll have to let our listeners know as we have more details about that. But I'm very excited, and it's going to be so much fun. And
it will be
maybe
fun.
We'll co-host one of these days because I always have fun with you. We have a good time. We get together.
I do too. It's always fun.
At Lori Foster's, we had a grand time that year, and that was my birthday weekend.
It was your birthday. I know.
We did. Good memories of all of that. All right. So, if y'all are in Ohio, here. Okay, you can tell I live in Memphis, can't you? I've been here 20 years. Be sure to look for Josie at Lori Foster's. And if you can't be there, then look for her online and check out her new books. And thank you so much, Josie, for coming on my show tonight. It's been fun.
Thank you so much for hosting me. It has been fun. I always enjoy talking to you, Deborah. You're wonderful, and I always have a good time. And, of course, you know, the one thing I'm really, really good at is talking. So
we do have a good time, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Thank you, all of our listeners, for listening in, and please listen again next week for another fun. And I'll see you on the radio next week.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us on Book Lights. Be sure to connect with us at readersentertainment.com for articles, blogs, videos, and podcasts that matter to readers.